What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? This is Sean, and if you couldn't tell by the title, the subject we're covering today is copypasta. In this episode, we read various copypastas found throughout Reddit and Wikipedia. I'm here to give a trigger warning because after recording this episode, we learned that one of the copypastas that we read was shared by the domestic terrorist behind the Christchurch mosque shootings. The terrorist did not write the copypasta, but he did share it on a social media board called 8chan. So if you would like to skip that part of the episode and not listen to it, it starts whenever we mention the Navy SEAL copypasta, and it ends right before we go into our ad break. Josh, John, and I thought it was important to add this trigger warning prior to the episode, just so you guys would know and could skip out on this one if you wanted to. With that being said, thank you for your time listening to this part, and I hope you enjoy the rest of this episode. What is up, Wikimaniacs? It's your boy, Sean, coming back at you with another episode. Before we get into today's topic, I'd like to introduce my host. I am not as good at introducing them as Josh and John are. I do not, famously do not write anything down, just going off the top of the dome. So, from who? John. We have John here, host of Reddit on Wiki. Also, am I killing it? I feel like I'm killing it, dude.
Keep it going.
Keep it going. Just bum rush this shit. Let's go, guys. Yeah. Again, if you didn't hear my first episode, the kayfabe episode, the first episode of me hosting, my plan is for as long as possible until the Wikimaniacs revolt against me is to do this with zero scripts. Because while Josh and John are experts at writing scripts for the podcast, I do not know how to do that. I do not do that on Shots and Thoughts, my other podcast. We're fucking doing it live. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it live. So before I go on another 5-minute tangent, we should talk about the second host. We have from Let's Start a Cult podcast, Mr. Dickbutt himself, Josh L.
I thought you forgot about me, to be honest.
To be honest,
I thought he was going to go on to the topic.
To be honest,
that's so funny.
The adrenaline rush of being woefully unprepared is quite intense.
It's refreshing. I enjoy it.
And hopefully the listeners do, because I really do fear writing a script. But yeah.
It's all good, man. Like mine and Josh are very like structured based. This is a very great palate cleanser for the Wikimaniacs. And trust us, we're all laughing too, so.
Yeah,
If you see us on our recording screen right now, we're fucking sweating from the laughter.
Yeah, I want my episodes to be as off the wall, controlled chaos, you know what I mean?
Yes.
We know.
Yeah, yeah. If you got a glimpse of the last episode, you know how crazy things can get. I can't promise insane erotic fan fiction every episode, but I will do my best to make things a little bit wild. Okay, so let's get into the topic, shall we? Today, we're going to talk about copypasta, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the correct term. Copypasta. Going into this, I had seen the phrase on the internet before, but I didn't like know the exact thing, what it was. So, John, Josh, copypasta, off the top of your head, go ahead.
Is it a joke for someone who mimics people because they're an imposter? That's all I got.
I enjoyed that. That was good.
That was good. See, John, you're back, baby. You thought you lost all the puns, but you got it.
But really, I don't know shit about it.
if I had to guess, like I like you, Sean, I've seen it around like on Reddit and stuff like that. If I had to guess, I would guess it was like copy paste, but with words changed, maybe.
Interesting. So halfway, I'm not going to lie to you guys, halfway through you guys talking, I was like, you know what I did not do at the top of this? I didn't explain what the fuck our show is about. So is it too late for that? Should I do that anyways?
No, bro, it's your episode. You do what you need to do.
You know what? You're absolutely right. We're episode 5 now. If you don't know the fucking deal, that's on you, my guy.
And
just John. Kidding. All right. So Reddit on Wiki, what we do. Oh, my God. All right.
This whole episode's a gag reel.
I like to come live. You know what I'm saying? Just like to do
That's
it.
That's what she said.
You like to ask and say you like to do what?
You heard what I said, Josh. I'm still riding high from the John Cena, Randy Orton. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God. Fair disclosure. I personally asked to record first because I know this is going to fucking happen. All right. So we recorded episode 6 before this because I know Sean was going to do this shit to us.
You know what's crazy is like I was so ready for you to go first because I was like, all right, I can see how it's done. You know what I'm saying? I'll get the intro right. I'll do all this shit. I start off hot. I forget Josh completely. I don't do the intro right at all. Don't explain the show. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, you had an extra hour to prepare.
And you know what? Yeah, that's on me. That's on me. That's absolutely on me.
Wait, but no cap, though. This motherfucker's episodes gets downloaded more than us and Josh's combined, all right? Fuck this guy.
Hey, to be fair, this is still our launch week. A little peek behind the screen. This is still our launch week. You know, the data is only a couple days old. We don't truly know whose is the most listened to. But as it stands, we know one thing for sure. We know our fans truly love erotic fan fiction. So
who doesn't?
Dude, to be honest, completely, after we recorded that episode, I was like, dude, like, you know, I've been on the Dumbfound Dead, so some dummies know me. I haven't been on Let's Start a Cult yet, but you know, I was like, Shots and Thoughts is a relatively small-scale show compared to y'all. So I was like, ooh, this will either go really well or very badly. So I'm happy to say 2 days into launch week, people do enjoy it. So thank you guys again. Oh,
what are we going to do with you, Shawnee boy?
Oh, God.
What a good day. Cookies and a fuck. Before we get super, super into it, I do want, and while we are in the mode of thanking all of the listeners and all our Wikimaniacs, I thought it would be fun to give a little shout out to our Buy Me a Coffee. Again, if you want to help the show out financially, you can visit buymeacoffee.com/Reddit on Wiki. And we're day 3 in this bitch, and we already have a day 1 supporter, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and read out their message to us. Some might say poetry. Some might say beautiful work of literature. But this is, I believe, Russian Rasputin. No, I'm just,
Stay tuned next episode. Hey, you're being a Nostradamus right now.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Okay, shout out to Monsieur Swag McDope Fresh. He bought us 5 coffees, and he left us this beautiful story. So, quote from Monsieur Swag McDope Fresh. I used to have frequent unwanted erections throughout my workday. On brand for my hosting episode. Okay. My colleagues would laugh and point relentlessly. You can imagine how embarrassing it was. But then I started listening to Reddit on Wiki, and the host engaging content has my mind focused on other things, other than Carol in accounting. Oh boy, Carol in accounting. There's a story for you. But nothing like Barb in HR always calling me into the office to oogle at my dong. Anyways, here's some coffee to keep this guy going. My chances of getting with Carol are going up since my unwanted erections have stopped. Plus, I won't get molested by Barb in HR. Again, end quote. I did not write that. So if there's anything cancelable in there, please do not at me at Monsieur Swag McFresh. McDope Fresh, I'm sorry. But yeah, thank you for supporting us financially on the show. And thank you for the beautiful work of literature.
Yeah, what I took away from that is we take away boners, which is not ideal. Or is, I don't know what you guys want.
You know, we'll leave that up to the Wikimaniacs, truly.
That's true. It's all them.
So, with the review out of the way, and the hypothesis is in, we're going to go ahead and get onto the Wikipedia page. I'm going to read the intro paragraph on Wikipedia. It is pretty long. Okay, so a copypasta is a block of text which is copied and pasted across the internet by individuals through online forums and social networking websites. Copypastas are said to be similar to spam. And that's the episode, guys. It's been really good.
my last one was like 30 fucking minutes long.
You mean the next one?
Oh, so truly, the Wikipedia was not full of information, but they did have all their links and resources at the bottom. So I pulled up some links. I found what is said to be the origin, but as with all things on the internet, you know, you don't really ever know the true origin. But copypasta was said to be originated in 2006 on a website called 4chan. Okay? So Merriam-Webster defines copypasta. Yes, it is a word as of May 2021.
Wow.
This isn't the definition, but this is what they have on their page for copypasta. So shout out Merriam and Webster. When you're out and about on the internet, you sometimes see the same thing in multiple places. There's that funny picture of that angry baby again, or the inspirational quote set against the shot of a rocky peak emerging from the clouds, or that plain text, indignant screed about that thing that apparently made several of your Facebook friends identically indignant. That stuff, all stuff that's been copied over and over, that stuff has a special name, copypasta. Okay, so copypasta wears its origin like a smirk with a guffaw about to bust loose. It's a play on the term of for the old word processing standby, copy and paste. So Josh, right on the money. Oh. Copypasta is text, images, a captioned meme, or anything really that has been copied and pasted into a new location. The paste is one letter off from a culinary staple, which makes it, in terms of Merriam-Webster, a comedic lexical good fortune. So pretty much, if you ever see, this happens on Reddit quite a bit, is that somebody will post something, and then somebody will comment with something that makes absolutely zero sense, and then you get 1,000 billion upvotes and nobody knows why. That's like a thing that happens a lot. So I thought it would be fun to read one of the original copy pastas that got viral. I'm going to go ahead and link this on the Discord. John, I would like you to read it by yourself. I believe you can do this.
I don't know.
Solo.
That's a lot to ask.
Again, we're recording this out of order. John had a tough time reading, but he's going to kill this one. You know what I'm saying? This is full-on redemption. We're getting it. This is called the Navy SEAL copy pasta.
You want me to read it in like character?
Totally up to you. I know you're an aspiring voice actor, so use this to your to its fullest.
Maybe I'm going to try to go. Guys ever watched, shit, what's that one with Robert Downey? Tropic Thunder?
Tropic Thunder?
Oh God!
I will say, yeah, tread lightly. That is potentially not.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, our people?
What do you mean? What do you mean? All right, I'm gonna read this now. Okay,
you got this, John.
Hold on, I'm squinting right now because I can't see that far.
All right. So just so you guys know, this is one of the original copypastas from 4chan. It's dated back to 2010. So John is going to read a dramatic reading of the Navy SEAL copypasta.
All right. What the fuck did you just fucking say about me, you little bitch? I'll have you know I graduated top of my class in the Navy SEALs and I've been involved in numerous secret raids on Al-Qaeda, and I have 300 confirmed kills. I am trained in guerrilla warfare, and I'm the top sniper in the entire U.S. Armed Forces. You are nothing to me but just another target. I will wipe you the fuck out with precision, the likes of which has never been seen before on this earth. Mark my fucking words. Oof. You think you can get away with saying that shit to me over the internet? Think again, fucker.
This is excellent, John. You're killing it, my guy.
As we speak, I am contacting my secret network of spies across the USA, and your IP is being traced right now, so you better prepare for the storm, maggot. The storm that wipes out the pathetic little thing you call your life. You're fucking dead, kid. I can be anywhere, anytime, and I can kill you in over 700 ways. And that's just with my bare hands. Not only am I extensively trained in unarmed combat, but I have access to the entire arsenal of the United States Marine Corps. And I will use it to its full extent to wipe your miserable ass off the face of the continent, you little shit. If you only could have known what unholy retribution your little clever comment was about to bring down upon you, maybe you would have held your fucking tongue. But you couldn't. You didn't. And now you're paying the price, you goddamn idiot. I will shit fury all over you. I will shit fury all I will shit fury all over you and you will drown in it. You're fucking dead, kiddo.
I mean, come on.
Bravo. Thank you. Bravo.
Thank you.
The Oscar goes to.
Thank you.
That reminds me of like those like military LARPers who wear like all like military gear, but never actually been in the military, and then just like, you know, like those kind of people. That reminds me of that.
I wasn't in the military. I was in the Air Force, so that doesn't count.
That was definitely written by a kid who plays way too much Call of Duty and got way too into it.
Yeah, especially the I will shit all over you part.
You don't really say shit like that, by the way.
Dude, my fury, what is it? I will shit fury all over you, and you will drown in it.
You fucking maggot. Sound like Sergeant Slaughter. I don't know if you guys...
Perfection. Oh, Sergeant great. Slaughter. Ooh, we're bringing wrestling into every episode, baby. Okay, so essentially, copypasta is just any meme, anything that could be copy and pasted, usually with little to no context, okay? So other I guess, forms of this are creepypasta, which is brief user-generated paranormal stories intended to scare readers. They have facts lore, which is pretty much what a copypasta would look like if it was circulated by a fax machine. It's also related to the website Know Your Meme, which is a series that researches and documents the history of copypastas and similar content. So I have a few more to read, but I got them from Reddit. But before we do that, it's time to make some money. So ads, here we go, baby.
Hell
money,
yeah.
Money. All right.
Jeffrey Bezos.
All right, Wikimaniacs, you gotta make sure to check out Newsly. If you don't know what it is, Newsly is an audio app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. And for the first time in the history of the internet, the web becomes listenable. You can browse articles from topics you choose, and you can start playing. Stop scrolling and start listening. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries. And our podcast, Reddit on Wiki, is there too. Download and use Newsly for free now from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description and use our promo code Wiki2021. That's W1K12021 that I would also put in the description, and there you can receive a 1 month free premium subscription.
So 2021 is upon us. And instead of flying cars and monkey robot butlers,
We have a pandemic. We have media and making every little annoying twit of a child think they're going to be the next famous celebrity because they did some stupid trend they've seen somebody else doing 9 million times. We have people that are self-entitled and stupid and given a voice through social media constantly whining about how everybody else is the problem and how everyone else needs fixings. We have celebrities lecturing us about how we have to give more so we can elevate everyone to a better life from the security of their 7-bedroom multi-million dollar estates. We have politicians lying to us that they're going to fix the situations we're in that they created in the first place. And then we've got me having the conversations that a lot of us are thinking but nobody's talking about. Because these things have to be said. I had to say it, the podcast. Available wherever you get your podcast fix or at www.ihadtosayitpodcast.com. Why don't you come listen to what I've got to say?
And we are back. What is Hulkamaniac? Uh-oh. Copyright. Trademark. It's over. Got him.
What you gonna do when you fuck up your show name?
Don't work yourself into a shoot, brother. All right. Back at it again with some copy pasta. Okay, so the way my episodes usually work, I try to do the first half primarily with stuff off of Wikipedia, and then my second half, I try to do stuff all off of Reddit. So we learned what copypasta was during the first half. We read one of the first viral and notable examples on the Wikipedia page, the Navy SEAL copypasta. So now I'm going to Reddit, and luckily Reddit is the place for everything. So there is a whole subreddit dedicated to copypasta,
of course,
making this episode extremely easy for your boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mwah.
So I what I did is I went to, you can sort it by top. So I did by top of the month and then top of all time. So this one was written about 30 days ago. It is called the Sigma Male Schedule. All right.
Ooh.
So Josh, in all your Canadian glory,
I'm the Sigma Male.
I'm
going
to need you to read this one. You are the ultimate grift. You are the grifter king. You are the Sigma Male.
All right. Sigma Male Schedule. All right. This is not dissimilar from my schedule. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
All right. Sigma Male Schedule. 2 a.m., wake up, obviously. 2:05,
obviously, yeah.
Cold shower, none of that hot shit. We just do cold. 2:15, breakfast, consisting of almonds.
Go on.
And breast milk bought off Facebook. And 50 milligrams of Adderall. 2:30. Begin workout, incline bench plate, two plates, 12 by 12, with 30 seconds of rest, no warm-up. I mean, warm-ups for the week. Oh, God.
Here we go. Keep going.
2:45. Edging for 4 hours for discipline.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
4 hours of edging? Oh
my God. That would hurt.
Truly beaten to a mush.
Yeah, Jesus. 6:45, cold shower, because you obviously got to cool off after 4 hours of that. 7 a.m., begin sprint to work.
Oh, shit.
I live over 300 kilometers away, so it's a long sprint. 8 a.m., arrive at work, so an hour of sprinting. 8:05, get called into boss's office. 8:06, get fired from job for repeat inappropriate comments and predatory behavior.
Oh.
Fair. 8:10.
Definitely fair.
Yeah, 8:10, sprint back home. 9 and 10 a.m., lunch, raw cod, berries foraged on my way home, so I stopped for 4. Small pebbles for digestion and 50 more milligrams of Adderall. 9:10 a.m.
Oh, no.
More edging as punishment this time, not for discipline. And then 3 p.m. bedtime.
Jesus Christ.
From 3 p.m. to 2 a.m.?
Yo, this man started edging at 9:10 a.m. and then finished at 3 p.m.
Yeah, what is that? That's 6 hours?
That's
almost 6 hours?
Borderline 6 hours. Ten hours of your day.
Does he get fired from work every day?
I don't know. Maybe this is just his optimal day.
No. I like to think that he runs into work every day and then they're like, no. John, we told you this. You can't just keep coming back here.
Still use my name out of this. Don't get me involved in this shit.
No, this is you.
Every bad thing I make you guys read, I'll always make sure there's a John in it. That way we always get the Wikimaniacs confused as to if we're talking about John or somebody else.
And if you forget Sean, I'll make sure to put it in.
Got you. I can edit it in, no problem. We'll just...
Perfect. I'll just send you a clip of me saying John a bunch of different times, and you can just use that however you want.
That is... You know, you are a pro, Josh.
I know. We got this.
I quit.
like we said in episode one or whatever, you're contractually obligated to be here.
Yeah.
Fuck me, dude.
You hate to see it.
Ah, boy.
Okay, so before I read this last one, this is completely up to my two co-hosts over here. Is edging a if you know, you know type of deal, or should we explicitly explain? Oh. It's a if you know, you know. Okay, yeah, we'll skip that. We'll skip that for sure. I won't let y'all decide. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, we've done enough this episode, actually.
John's next episode will be on that.
Yeah, that's episode is edging as the... Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
So we've kicked Sean off the show. It's just going to be Josh and John from now on.
No. We need this.
No. Yeah, we need this.
Oh my god. Okay. So I made y'all read something, so it's only fair I also read one.
It's probably the least.
So this is
worst one.
Probably.
I mean, y'all gave me the worst one already.
Yeah, yours is pretty crazy. Okay, so before, what do you call it? We go on. I thought, you know, we should probably give credit to, I don't know if this is the person that wrote it, because again, copy pasta could be from anywhere, just people claiming they wrote it. But this is the Navy SEAL copy pasta was written by an anonymous user on the pasta board on 4chan. Should I say ID? No. Probably shouldn't say their 4chan ID, but for the Sigma mail schedule that was written by Reddit user Jormun Gandrov. So
nice.
If you're wondering who edges for 9 hours of their day, give a shout out to Jormun Gandrov.
Yeah, and if you're his friend, maybe reach out to him, see how he's doing.
Yeah, give a check out to him again.
30 days ago.
That cannot be. He might not be alive, bro.
A lot of edging.
One would say way too much edging. Yeah,
300 hours in a month, actually, if my math.
Good
is correct.
God!
I did the math. See, I can't even do the damn math.
Holy shit. Okay, so this one, I cannot give credit to because it is deleted. The user was deleted. But this is a copy pasta written about 11 months ago. So here we go. Title is called, Am I the Asshole for Killing My Political Rival to Win the Election? Okay, here we go. Using an alt account, because if people trace this back to me, my re-election chances might get hurt. I, a 74-year-old male, am finishing up my first term as president of the United States of America. Let me tell you, America is an incredible country, probably one of the best countries in the whole nation. As my re-election comes closer and closer, my opponent, Sleepy Joe, has been leading in approval ratings, and I began to get worried. Let me tell you, I am the best at being worried. Just ask anybody in my administration. I get worried like no other president. Anyways, I was considering putting Sleepy Joe to sleep for good, which I think is a service not only to his family, but also this nation as a whole. I was going to ask my good pal Putin to borrow some of that poison he's using to silence the libtards in his own country. So Reddit, am I the asshole? Edit. I'm not Donald Trump. Edit 2. Please stop saying I'm Donald Trump. Edit 3. Bitches, I got the nuclear launch codes. Keep testing me and calling me Donald Trump, and you could say bye-bye to the Caribbean. Edit 4. Adios, Bahamas. End quote.
I want so, some of the answers to the MIS.
Let's read some of the top comments here. Okay.
Fuck, that's good.
Did you kill him or not, you dipshit? In the post title, you said, for killing my political rival, which implies you've already done it. But in your post, you said, I was considering putting Sleepy Joe to sleep for good. So that means you thought about doing it, but didn't do it yet. So did you kill him or not? No matter what the answer to that question is, not the asshole. Your election, your rules, buddy. So you hate to see that in the comments.
I love it. Not, I like the clarification.
Not the asshole.
did you kill him or not?
Not the asshole. Your rival, your rules.
Yeah.
Oh, this one is good. But I mean, I think for the podcast format, it is probably hard to explain, but I'll try my best. This is pretty much just the top comment is riddled with emojis, kind of like how old people will comment on Facebook.
Gotcha.
Okay, so using an alt account because of, oh no, this is just straight up the exact copy pasta, but with 1,000 emojis in it. So never mind.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Literally
someone
an emoji.
Took the time to type it as all emojis.
So it's pretty much written out exactly the same, but there's an emoji after almost every word or phrase. Yeah, that's, you hate to see it.
That's the ultimate copypasta.
The ultimate copypasta, ooh. Okay, so I am scared to read any more of these comments, to be honest with you.
God.
It gets dark, I bet.
No. No, John, please.
I'm just kidding, yes it is.
I think in the spirit of the copypasta post, you know, where it's very clearly Donald Trump, people are just, you know, acting like how people who actually like him would act, I guess, is what most of the comments are. So I don't think these posters are truly believing that he's not the asshole. They're also in good jest, making fun of, I hope in good jest.
We hope.
I fucking hope so.
Yeah.
But the internet is a wild place. So, before we end the episode, I thought it would be a good idea.
Oh, God. Not again.
I thought it might be a good idea to altogether read something, just like my previous episode.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
My girlfriend just walked out, right, so let's she do gets this. To hear this live.
Oh, is she there with you?
She's just over the side there reading, so she gets to listen to us live. Reading all whatever right. The hell oh. This is going to be.
Oh,
I would like.
Oh, shit. Oh,
I see John.
Shit.
John has read the title. Before we get into this, please let your girlfriend know that I am so sorry for what I have made you do for the past, I don't know, 30 minutes and what I am about to make you do as well.
Sean says he's sorry for everything. I don't know, but it's asking me if I'm 18 plus. Close your ears for a bit. Oh my God. Okay.
I believe Josh just read the title as well.
I did. I did just read the title.
All right. So just like before, we're going to switch off paragraphs, right? We're going to go me, then John, then Josh to finish it off.
How long is
this?
Here
we go.
Well, in both
the title. This one is yeah, we'll learn how long it is. All right, so this is written by username cactus_3301. The title is called Today I Fucked Up by Revealing My Cock Length to My Family.
Jesus Christ. Sean, what the fuck?
John said that I am possibly the glue that holds this podcast together, and I'm also the single reason why this podcast will end. So I'm really just pushing my limits here. Wikimaniacs, if you really do indeed hate this stuff, let me know. We interact pretty well on social media. So if you get to this point and you're like, this is enough. This is the line.
Five episodes.
I'm taking a stand.
Hey, to be fair, they know they could skip mine if that's not their vibe. But if this is your vibe and you enjoy hearing regrettably read disgusting material from the internet, then you know the fucking vibes. You were here for a good time, not a long time. All right, so.
No, John, we're here for a long time.
Champagne Poppy.
Shout out to Champagne Poppy. Drake, another Canadian legend besides Josh. Yes. Okay, so.
Me and him up the same tier.
Yeah, when you join our Patreon, you'll get Champagne Poppy himself reading this exact copy pasta. So please subscribe, Patreon/... It doesn't exist. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
I think so.
I mean, do we have a choice? But let's do it.
Oh, God. You guys said, hey, Sean, you can format your episodes however you want. Let it be as wild and different as ours. So it could be the weird episode in our Oreo setup. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, don't do that hole when we're talking about cock length.
Yeah, I made a hole with my hands. I tried to make like a giant Oreo, but John saw it, and rightfully so, saw it as something else. Okay, let's get into it, guys. All right. So here's the dealio. I have a large Italian family with many cousins, uncles, aunts, nephews, etc. Every once in a while... Okay, wait. If by now you know where this story is going, so, you know, if today I fucked up by revealing my cock length to my family is something you don't want to listen to, you can go ahead and just skip maybe...
All right.
The rest of the episode.
Yeah, maybe the rest of the episode. So... Before I get back into it, this is another warning to jump off if that's not your vibe. But if it is your vibe, we're into it. All right, so every once in a while, we'll all gather up to celebrate the anniversary of our great-grandparents' wedding, a special occasion marking the creation of our family. They're long gone now, but it's the memory that counts, and we celebrate by cooking a feast for the ages, rivaling Thanksgiving dinner.
Now upon the eve of this anniversary, all the boys, as us men in the family affectionately call ourselves, gather up and go to a famous local bar in downtown Boston. They only accept cash. Very old school feel to the place, but it makes for some great stories. Usually the place is a blast with all sorts of banter and drunken shenanigans occurring, but not last night.
Oh, God.
Now, before I divulge the details, I ought to give some background as to how I fit into this family. Okay. Where my father and I are well integrated into the family, my mother is quite the outsider. She comes from wealthier southern origins around the mid-Atlantic part of the country. Because of this, she's always viewed the family as working class, with her posh accent sticking out like a sore thumb at gatherings of Bostonians. By extension, I've always felt that I've had to prove to my family that I can... hang with them, so to speak. And in a way, I worry that they see my mom as the woman who pulled my dad away from their tight-knit circle.
Here we go. And again, Josh, since you mentioned that your girlfriend is currently in the room with you, I'm just getting the mental image of her, like, slowly realizing while we read this, like, what the fuck is happening? And again...
Only hearing a third of it.
A second apologies. Yeah. Which may or may not be worse, to be honest.
Who knows? Right. We'll see what paragraphs I read.
For your case, I'm hoping you get the more sane ones and not the too crazy ones. But let's get back into it. All right. So now let's cut back to last night at the bar. Laughs, drinks, and stories all around the bar as we enjoy ourselves. My cousin Vinny invites me and some of the younger guys to play truth or drink. At this point, I'm already quite drunk, but except... the fun of it. A few questions in, and Vinny asked me, how big is your dick? I know you're packing a huge one, right? John?
Of course, my other cousins all groan with embarrassment, but I foolishly answer instantly, unaware of the ramifications of my response.
4.5 inches, I'd say. I say too confidently. Suddenly, all eyes are on me. Oh, my girlfriend just stared at me.
Please give us the commentary of all her reactions to this. I will. That is truly...
She's the unofficial fourth member.
Exactly.
Okay. Not in that way.
So, all right. Drink. I know you're bullshitting me, man, says Vinny with a twinge of nervous angst in his voice.
I'm serious, Vin. That's all I got. Ha ha ha.
Truly a pro with the ha ha.
I appreciate it. That was good. Dead silence. I gaze across the bar to see my entire family looking in shock and awe at my response. Vinny attempts to get everyone focused back on the game, and everyone resumes at a quieter tempo, but I knew that I had just majorly fucked up.
After leaving the bar, my Uncle Paul pulls me aside, puts both hands on my shoulders, and says, Kid, please tell me you're just fucking around about your cock size.
No, Paul, Jesus, what the fuck is your problem? I say indignantly.
Oh, no, I got the worst parts.
I'm so sorry, Josh. I'm so sorry, Josh.
Don't you know it? Everyone in this family is packing fat schlongs. For Christ's sakes, I'm on the smaller side. I'm still clock out around 7 inches. She looks very shocked.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Oh, shit.
All right. Here we go. Back at it. So what? Why the hell does penis size matter to you so much? I'm starting to get worried at this point. I've never seen Paul look at me with such intensity.
Matter to me? It matters to the whole damn family. Cock size is more than a number. It quantifies your entire personality. You can't call yourself a member of this family if you're walking around with a fucking baby carrot between your legs.
Oh my God.
Another look. Another long paragraph for Josh.
Oh my God.
Oh no. My apologize went, for a third time for me.
My uncle went on explaining the history of this family and how the men found success through leveraging their superior cocks. Both literally and figuratively. According to him, my dad was somewhat of a legend with a massive 10-inch meat cannon. Apparently, during a final 200-meter dash in high school, my father won by enlarging.
Why are you speaking so low? Speak up, motherfucker! say with your chest, Josh.
Oh God!
Oh my God, Josh! I really did not plan it out to where you have the worst paragraph.
He won.
I believe you were at 10-inch meat cannon.
Yeah, 10-inch meat cannon.
No, I was at enlarging his.
Oh, okay. That's where you
his
were.
His thing.
His what?
He performed a pelvic to win the race. I always felt like I'd never lived up to my father's athletic record, but now I knew that my short came short in more than one way.
Good God. So how could my dad's cock be so big and mine be so small?
You get one,
I had to investigate.
Okay. You get one goddamn sentence.
I can read the second one. Maybe it'll offshoot you.
Let's keep it going. Yeah. It turns that penis endowment correlates with genes on both the X and Y chromosomes, meaning that both my mother and father's genetics are responsible. My father's side obviously is known for their legendary sausages, so I knew I had to speak with my mother.
She was incredibly reluctant to describe her male family members' genitalia to me for some reason. Odd. I knew I had to investigate further, so I called some of my cousins and uncles from that side. Turns out the family has relatively average size, penis size, but all larger than mine. Combined, they averaged about 6 inches. She is doesn't look at me.
Again, this is give me full blame on this one, guys. Okay, here's what makes no sense. if my dad's side has an average of 8 inches and my mom's side has an average of 6 inches, why don't I fall within that range? I suspected my mother's hesitancy to speak on the matter indicated a darker secret, so I went digging. I have all the purest paragraphs, and I am so sorry, Josh.
My mom was friends with a man she knew from law school named Brian, and I always suspected she might have had a thing for him. Oh. I reached out to talk, and he gladly accepts.
Oh, my God. I see where this is going. Over the phone, I ask him, so how big is your cock? Do you imagine having the confidence to ask someone that?
A stranger.
Yeah, you don't really know.
All right. My cock. Unfortunately, I was born with a rather small 3-inch cock, but it gets the job done. It's about average in my family.
Bingo. What lies in between 3 and 6? 4.5. Ryan was my father. But before I had a chance to ask him, the phone line disconnected.
My father stands across from me holding the phone cord in his hand. He had been on the other line and must have figured it out.
I always knew, he said with a solemn look in his eye. He sulked away and retreated to his room, feeling unworthy to face the rest of the family.
I realize now that I needed to at least make amends with my cousins. They might not be able to respect my cock on size, but maybe I could demonstrate the skill and speed of my cock.
Oh,
good God.
The dinner party was about to start. My mother and father had clearly been arguing and didn't show up. Nobody bothered to look for me, and when they did catch my eye, I only saw disdain.
I realized now was the chance and stood up on the table.
Jesus Christ. I challenge anybody who's man enough to a sword fight, I declared, whipping my smaller cock.
At first, I was met with silence, but then Vinny steps up with rage in his eyes.
Tough talk for a fellow with a small cock.
He joined me on the table, summoning his terrifying 9-inch meat penetrator. Jesus. I quickly assumed the guard position. I was 5 inches shorter from a fair fight, so I had to play defensively.
He charged at me with his penis in his hand, swinging loudly, but clearly underestimating my maneuverability. I dodged and landed 3 quick jabs with the tip of my peen on his shaft. He reposted quickly, but I chambered it as advanced and managed to strike at the balls. Vinny was down, but soon the rest of my family whipped out their cocks and prepared to engage in an all-out melee.
Oh, my God. 4th apologies from me.
She stopped the looking smell- up. So that's,
that's good. That's good.
She's just that's used to it now.
Okay. The smell of musty dicks filled the air as men took their sides on the battlefield. Some came to defend me, admiring my valor in single combat with Vinny, while others came to avenge him. Soon, a front line emerged, reminiscent of the pike and shot warfare of the early modern period. Men on the front pushed and pulled with their cocks to make ground, while occasionally allowing for volleys of cum to fly across the room as artillery.
The battle was intense. Casualties began to stack up, and it looked like my side was going to collapse.
Oh, then, no. Sorry, Josh.
Then my father came down, 10-inch cock in hand.
You may not be my son, but you'll always be my boy.
He and my allies charged, rallying our fallen comrades. I'd never seen a man cockfight like my father before. He used his massive schlong like a... What the fuck is that word? Zweihander?
Sounds good.
Zweihander?
I don't know.
The massive schlong like a Zweihander, cutting down 2-3 cocks at once.
Soon the battle ended with Vinny's allies surrendering in defeat. The room was covered in ball sweat and cum, dripping from wall and ceiling.
Good God. Oh, man. I really am sorry. A couple more. I don't know where I stand with my family currently. Many have learned to accept me, but I'm sure it will take years before the rest consider it. Who knows how many wars this family will fight before peace is had, and it's all my fault.
Too long. I didn't read. I revealed my cock length to my family, which escalated into a massive war. The end.
Holy shit.
Wow.
That was intense. to say the least.
Oh my God.
Truly no words. Again, at any point, Wikimaniacs, if you want this madness to stop, I can and will stop it. But if you want to keep it going, I can and also will do that as well. So.
Every other episode. Oh my gosh. You know what? It's funny. You should have started before I did, because I did warn to the episode 6 that there's a lot of penis references. I didn't know you were going to stoop down this level.
Yeah, by the
this was way more than last week.
Yeah, I really, leading up to this, well, actually, no, like 3 stories had penis jokes in it, so. That's on me. That's on me. Yeah, I mean, I truly am appreciative that you guys read that with me. You guys could have said no. Let the record show. You guys could have said no.
I didn't know that was an option.
Well,
just Josh out here sweating balls for real right
dude,
now.
Dude, I am so proud of you on multiple levels for being able to read that in front of your significant other. So
that's okay.
Kudos to you, Josh. Apologies.
She just looked surprised.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Concerned, I would have been concerned, but surprise, we can work with that.
I mean, she's only going to see a third of it, so she doesn't really know the setup. I'll give her the background later.
You could just forget about it, actually. All right, but I think that's it for me. So, John, Josh, we'll go ahead and end the episode with some plugs. So, John, what do you got, my guy?
I have nothing.
Oh.
He has 4.5.
I have 4.5. But, hey, just, you know what, Sean, like, this is actually, like I said earlier, these episodes are actually kind of, like, fun for us just because we kind of get out of our character a little more. I mean, granted, a lot of it's very, hopefully our Wikimaniacs don't get addicted to this.
Oh.
So let's just thank you. But yeah, man, just as a quick plug, I don't really have any shows to plug, but I do want to say thank you to a lot of our Wikimaniacs for sticking around, and hopefully it doesn't stick to your thighs.
Oh, God.
But let's not go there.
No.
But just want to say thank you for everyone for supporting. If we haven't been canceled by like episode 10, I'd really be happy. That's all I got.
Truly, if you want to cancel us at all, really, it's just been my episode. So if you just skip my episodes, I think you'll be okay. But if you enjoy the episodes, thank you. Namaste. Josh, plugs.
So other than this podcast, I'm on Let's Start a Cult podcast, where I talk about cults, cult leaders, and how the cults form and operate. So if you want to support me, you can go to Let's Start a Cult wherever you listen to podcasts. Other than that, I appreciate the support for the first week and hopefully into the future. If you love Sean's episodes, definitely share them around. Clip them as much as you can. It will get canceled taken down on TikTok. That's all I know.
Oh God. But I guess my plugs, want to give a shout out to the other podcast I'm on. I also host Shots and Thoughts, comes out on the same day, Mondays. We learn a new topic every week. We take multiple shots of liquor, and then we play games resulting in more shots of liquor, and then we make the drunkest person give a drunken recap. So you can find us anywhere on social media at SNTPOD. And give that a listen if you enjoy my stuff. I was going to say there's probably less penis jokes on that, but I cannot promise you anything. Like, can't put it down like that. So, thank you for listening if you got this far. If you didn't, just know you can skip my episodes going forward. My feelings won't be hurt at all. Yeah, so make sure you follow us, Reddit on Wiki, on Twitter, Instagram, all the social media, TikTok. We're big on TikTok when we're not getting our videos taken down. We're at Reddit on Wiki Pod on all of those. Also, if you want to support the show financially, like I said at the top, we also have a Buy Me a Coffee. You can do that. buymeacoffee.com/Reddit on Wiki Pod. No pod on that one. Just buymeacoffee.com/Reddit on Wiki. So that's it for this episode. Again, apologies for what you had to hear. I love you guys. We've had a really fun week one of the launch. It seems like you guys are enjoying it as much as we're enjoying making it. So
Shout out to all you guys, and hopefully you come back to listen to other episodes. Not hosted by me or hosted by me, whatever you want. yeah. I have a lot of nervous energy right now because I hosted two episodes back to back with extremely graphic materials.
We appreciate it. I think we want more. John wants more for sure.
Hopefully.
I'm sure they do.
So, you know, that's the beauty of our show is we have three different hosts that each host a different episode each week. So if you like one host particularly, that's awesome. If you like all three of us together,
even better.
Even better. Give yourself a cookie for that one. You know what I'm saying? But that's it for this
week.
What
are we going to do with you, Shawnee boy?
But that's it for this week's episode. Thank you guys again for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Peace. See ya. Huh?
Perfect.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.